Hi there. The word for today is father. Proverbs 3 verse 1, Solomon writes, "My son, let your heart keep my commandments." If you're a dad, God expects you to be the leader in your family, and that means the following three things. Number one, you must want to lead. Without good leadership, the chances are your kids are headed for a life of trouble. Former U.S. Attorney General William Barr put it this way, "If you look at the one factor that most closely correlates with crime, it's not poverty, and it's not unemployment, and it's not even education. What is it? It's the absence of the father in the family." Whoa. And number two, you must know where you're going. Without clear direction for your own life, you can't guide your kids. God expects you to enable your children to make wise decisions in such crucial areas of life as sex, money, relationships, marriage, and vocations. In other words, your important life choices. These are make or break issues. It's your job to teach them both in precept and practice what those crucial life issues are and to help them make godly decisions in each one. And number three, this is big, you must be there for them. Let's use the acrostic on the word dads, D-A-D-S, D for direction, A for availability, D for discipline, S for spirituality. The most crucial component on that list of four words is what? A, availability. Why? Because if you're not available, you can't give direction. Your discipline will be resented, and your spiritual leadership will be rejected. Nature abhors a vacuum, and if you don't lead your children, count on it, somebody else will lead them for you. If you're not there for them, somebody else will be there, and it may be somebody that you don't like. And when that happens, the greater problem isn't that you won't be around. It's that you'll no longer be missed. In the Bible, God is called our Father. So today, ask Him to help you become the father your children need. Okay? That's the word for you today.